There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Right now, 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And the Steelers have the Browns right where they want them. They are down 9. Browns have the ball at midfield, 23-14. And there may not be a Jets-like escape for the Pittsburgh Steelers tonight, Mike Harmon. This may be as good as it gets for Mitchell Trubisky, your guy, and the Steelers offense.
Nearly 400 yards of offense for the Cleveland Browns. Ponder that for a moment. And opportunities that have been missed. We watched on their last possession a ball that Jacoby Brissett couldn't have handed it to Amari Cooper any better. It bounced off his chest harmlessly away for the Steelers. They got the ball back, did nothing. They'd contained Myles Garrett for much of the game. I've seen an awful lot of Myles Garrett on my screen during this fourth quarter. Any time that Trubisky would go back to pass. Offensive line starting to crack, and the running backs' efforts to chip have been terrible. Wide receivers have been bad, but they're just not getting the ball out and pushing downfield. It's really been, even with injuries on the defensive side for Cleveland, missing a couple of starters in this game as it wore on, Steelers' offense is just stuck in mud.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. Like, I know he's your guy. I know you like Mitch Trubisky. We have a lot of fun with it. But you're looking at someone who is going to play his third straight game and likely not even pass for 200 yards. Right now, as much of it's going to be an offensive problem as it is, hey, we got to open things up, play a little bit more, but is Trubisky that kind of guy? No, he's not. At some point, the Steelers have to say, what's best for us? We need to be more dynamic, and we can't win. This is not 1985 in the NFL where your quarterback throws when he needs to and you can win game. No, your quarterback's got to be a big threat. You got to be able to move the ball down the field. And it's a game where it started out well for the Steelers, and they were very balanced, throwing the football, running it down the field. It was good, and then they got stuck. And I wonder if after this game, something I'm sure we'll debate throughout the night tonight, if this is going to be the last game for Trubisky as the starter. Because, as you know, when you fail on a nationally televised game, the outcome and the fallout is double and triple what it is if you lose at 1 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon.
I mean, the larger component, as we see Freiermuth, other than me talking to Frostburg saying, I haven't been able to say his name or even ponder him over the course of the night. Trubisky threads one over the middle. They're in business, 2:50 remaining, first and 10 from the Browns 41. But driving the ball downfield, you saw that play early to Pickens. They didn't go back to it. A couple of times they took shots. Deontay Johnson running seemingly a wrong route and having to come back and not being able to dive for the ball. A couple of very big drops that stand out. But to your point, if you've decided that it's not Matt Canada, but the quarterbacks, Roethlisberger before him and now Mitchell Trubisky, then yeah, go to Kenny Pickett if you think it can spark it. If suddenly you're going to call a completely different offense, I'd question why you didn't do that for three games. Did you really think he couldn't pass at all? Then he should have never been on the field.
So that's where we sit right now. The Steelers with the football. Mitchell Trubisky nearly threw a pick in the end zone, but it was out of bounds.
Well, nearly off Pickens' hands.
Yeah,
but it counts an interception nonetheless.
Kenny Pickett would have had that complete.
Kenny Pickett with his tiny hands would have thrown that ball with a tighter spiral.
Well, it would have been just like when Yondu works with the arrow.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been a straight line. No arc, no anything. I mean, just an easy pitch and catch.
So, Steelers with the football. They are in business. So, this could be, hey, here's the Browns up 9 with just over a couple minutes left, and they missed an extra point. Sounds a lot like Sunday. Oh, keep going, everybody. So, again, Steelers down 9. 2 minutes left to go. We're at the two-minute warning, but Steelers look like they're going to get some kind of points here. So, likely Cleveland's going to have to defend an onside kick again. They're living Sunday over again. It's going to be awesome these
the
last
year
couple
of
minutes.
Living dangerously.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Now, one thing you've got. What, the one timeout left for the Steelers here. We're getting inside the two-minute warning. There's a flag on the field, so we'll see what the evaluation is here.
P.I.
Trubisky trying to get it to Deontay Johnson. Looked like pass interference. Either that or they decided that Johnson hadn't set for the second. We'll get the... So, yeah, it's fantastic finishes. That's what we get, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Dun, 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 dun.
And
Alcoa
remember,
presents
yeah,
the
over under again, 38.5.
So the Browns may get to slay all their dragons from Sunday if they somehow pull this out.
Offsetting penalties.
Oh,
so
man.
I was right saying that the motion on Johnson, and then he drew the pass interference, but offsetting. So we'll reset after the 2 minute warning.
Maybe they could slay their dragons or they live Sunday all over again. We'll see.
Well, you always keep saying too much house, not enough dragons.
Yeah, that's true.
Browns certainly have enough of them.
Too much house, not enough dragons. The big story in the NBA, we'll have more on this, surrounds Ime Udoka, head coach of the Celtics, who has been suspended for the entire season. Udoka, who had an improper but consensual relationship with a Celtics staffer. This story broke late last night. We had heard that he was going to be suspended, and it turns out he gets the entire season. We talked about the impact of this and then the likelihood that he's going to stay the head coach. It's not going to happen. And what's the probability there are other things that we haven't been told yet. But there's another angle to this that I saw today that just makes me shake my head and go, sometimes people just want to be upset about stuff. Because one of the big takes that I've seen, both on TV and in social media, this is kind of why I like working at night, because the challenge of working at night where we have to come up with variations of a very important topic that you haven't heard all day, but I also like to hear what people are saying all day, because sometimes they say things that sparks an idea. And one of the things I saw all day, I saw it on TV, I saw it on social media, and it's a variation of this. Deshaun Watson gets 10 games for what he did, and Ime Udoka gets a season. What am I missing here? How are we talking more about Ime Udoka than about Brett Favre, right? And these are the big things that I have seen, both from athletes, from broadcasters, on social media, and on television. And what I want to say to that is just stop. Just stop. You're grandstanding, all right? Each of these stories is its own story. There's no correlation between Ime Udoka getting suspended for a year, which what he did was bad, right? And Brett Favre, who did a horrible thing with taking money that was supposed to go to the poor people of Mississippi, right? Those are bad things. What Deshaun Watson was accused of and what all the women have accused him of is horrible. But just because one thing didn't happen doesn't mean that this Ime Udoka has anything to do with Deshaun Watson or Brett Favre. Each of these are their own stories, and they're not comparable. You know what? Instead of saying, oh, how does nobody talk about Brett Favre as much as they talk about Ime Udoka? Okay, let's say a couple of quick things. Number one, yeah, we've talked about Brett Favre. Horrible person, right? We've said that. Secondly, Brett Favre, not a player in sports anymore. Doesn't play. Ime Udoka, head coach of the Boston Celtics, in the NBA Finals last year. So yeah, a little bit more relevancy for Udoka over Brett Favre. But still, Brett Favre, horrible things. But instead of worrying about, hey, why aren't people talking about this like they're talking about Brett Favre? Or how does Deshaun Watson get that number of games and Ime Udoka gets a season? How about we worry about fixing the problems instead? Okay, instead of comparing them and being mad and just looking to be mad about things, I just want to be mad. You know what? What Deshaun Watson's accused of, all this stuff, how he's reacted, has been horrible, right? The Browns' response to this has been horrible. It's why no one's rooting for the Browns, why everybody wants the Browns to lose. There is nobody who has come out saying, hey, Deshaun Watson's penalty, yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty apropos. Or, he got punished way more than they thought he was. No, there's nobody who's saying that. It's its own thing. Do you want to complain about it, or do you want to be part of the solution? Because if I could take all the negative energy surrounding everyone, and like I said, this is athletes, this is pundits, this is experts, this is fans. If I could take that energy of just wanting to complain about why this happened for Deshaun Watson and why this happened for Ime Udoka, and I could put it into something, I could solve all these problems, right? I could solve all these problems in the world. I could light the world up with the energy that people are taking and saying, I just want to be mad and complain and go, aha, look at how they screwed up Deshaun Watson. Yeah, they screwed up Deshaun Watson. We've been saying it for a long time. Brett Favre, yeah, Brett Favre could wind up going to prison. Okay, this story is ongoing with Brett Favre, but Brett Favre is someone who hasn't been around. Again, Ime Udoka, relevant, coaching the Boston Celtics. None of them have to do with each other. Just because you want to compare them to it, it doesn't mean that it's right. All right, just anybody who does this, and the people I've seen do this on social media, when I've seen some of the athletes who have done this, I look at them and I go, rookie broadcaster, who just is looking to grandstand and incite things, all right? Let's fix the problems, right? Let's fix and see that, hey, let's find out exactly what happened with Ime Udoka, right? Because we don't know. You really think the Celtics just said we want to say goodbye to a coach who brought us to the finals because he had an affair? Or might there be a little bit more that we don't know to it? The Celtics really wanted to get rid of the guy? Really think they did? All right, so why don't we focus on that? Why don't we focus on the problem and fixing it and seeing what it is before we want to just stand and just say, I want to be mad about something? Because that's a lot of what I saw today regarding this story.
Yeah, I would say this for the Brett Favre, and obviously depending on who you listen to, who you saw scroll through your social media, the question of race comes in. Related to Udoka and Watson versus Favre. To your point, we're talking about a head coach and a player in the league. We're watching how the league adjudicates things, how the teams adjudicate things, policies, procedures within organizations, and how we look at these leagues and the commissioners and everything and debate how things should be going forward, right? Remember, once upon a time, the NFL did nothing. Can you play on Sunday? Yep, I'm in. Okay, good. Right? The NBA turned away a long time, as much as David Stern seemed to have an iron hand. Well, a lot went on. And now we talk about Sarver getting ready to sell the team. We watched as Donald Sterling sold his. The thing with Brett Favre, where it's, you know, which one of these is not like the other, to go back to our kid shows growing up, is, yes, he's retired. But the larger thing is, there's no debate. Based on the facts that are in evidence that we have seen in the media, bad guy, bad situation, a bunch of dirt bags, and that's it. Where's the debate? Where's the discussion? Right, if you want to extrapolate and say how where does he rank on the list of all-time sports bad guys, I guess you could do that. Copperfit came out and said, well, he's been great with us. I mean, you want to do a segment of why he should lose his Copperfit endorsement? Do you care that much about his Copperfit endorsement? No. Stipulate that the guy's a bad dude. We had signs that there were issues with him going back to his playing days. But in this is abhorrent. But it's a news story and requires a quick update and a quick analysis that, wow, this is really bad behavior in a state that needs a lot of help. And you leave it at that. You can put the spotlight on trying to help the state, which is what should go out of this. But it's not a sports story, except that he was trying to get funding for an amateur facility. Right? It's bad business. But it's not something about the policies and procedures of a league that we watch and talk about on a daily basis.
Yeah, well, what can the league do? He doesn't play in the league anymore.
No, that's it.
That's the thing. He doesn't play.
Unless you're throwing him out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we're throwing you out of the Hall of Fame now. This is what we're doing. I mean, he doesn't.
Which would be a whole
anymore.
Other precedent, given some of the other guys that are in the Hall of Fame.
Throw him into the slammer, yeah.
Well, he's going. He's going.
Oh, he's going.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, I'll tell you, Mike Harmon, I'll tell you, Browns don't make it easy, do they?
Not
make it easy. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. So Steelers and the Browns coming down to the end of the game. Browns have the ball. A first down ends the game. They're faced with a third and short, and it looks like they got the first down by the nose of the football. However, that call is looked at. It is reversed. It becomes fourth down for the Cleveland Browns. They line up like they're going to go for it because they have the ball on the Steelers' 36-yard line, and they let the clock tick down to zero. And they decide to punt the ball away. So they punt it away. The Steelers have the football at their own 4-yard line with 9 seconds left to go in the game. The Steelers have the Browns right where they want them. This is when the Steelers will do their best work. This will be a 96-yard play, maybe 5 or 6 laterals, and it's Deontay Johnson carrying the ball into the end zone, and we're talking about this game forever.
That would be one of the finest endings to a football game we'd ever seen. For all those that hate the Cleveland Browns for their organizational, what do you want to call it? Well, we talked about it just 15 minutes ago. The decisions they made and offers and contracts that upset the league and a lot of fans, including many in their own fan base, that it would only be appropriate. But you want to talk about chaos, you know, a loss here for Pittsburgh, and now we start getting into all sorts of other questions, right? And it would appear that they never practiced this play before.
No, they do the hook and ladder type play with laterals and reversals, and it turns out to be a fumble at the goal line.
Wow.
And the Browns get a defensive touchdown.
Wow.
Denzel Ward falls on the ball in the end zone, and now the Browns win it. 29-17.
Good thing I had the over.
Yeah, no, whoa. If you had bet it early, it came out at 40.5 and was bet down to 38.5. So we're already over in terms of what it moved from. But now you get the over altogether. That was the worst attempt at a hook and lateral you've ever seen.
Oh, it was awful. It almost was like they could have run one play to get to the 25-yard line and then run another play. There's 9 seconds left. Trubisky could have thrown an out for 15 yards. They would have given them that. Look, the Browns had all their DBs back at the 30, 35-yard line. They would have given them one play, and then, okay, now you're talking about one last play for the Steelers from their own 25, 30-yard line, and you can throw a Hail Mary at that point.
Well, and that's what's confusing to me, is that you catch the ball, and instead of sprinting out of bounds, you start this nonsense where everybody's standing around looking at each other going, oh, okay. It was almost like that wasn't the call for that play.
Yeah.
It was get the ball, quick out, get out of bounds. And he didn't do it. Instead, you get a comedy of errors. You get a defensive touchdown and a fumble recovery if you had the Cleveland Browns defense tonight. Congratulations. They were one of the top-ranked defenses for Week 13 for myriad reasons. And, well, they got over on that last play. Just a comedy of errors. Terrible defense. The secondary for Pittsburgh needs as much scrutiny as the offense does. Obviously, you're playing without T.J. Watt. But when Jacoby Brissett is just moving the ball however he wants, it's time to look in the mirror.
It is a difficult situation for the Steelers. And now I will tell you this because...
I know. Go ahead.
I get how much you like Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, no. I'm a realist. I'm not blind to what I'm seeing here.
I get how much you like him. And before this final play... they showed Kenny Pickett a lot on the sidelines, just standing by, standing by. Look, let's just talk about this in a very adult way that doesn't devolve into yelling and screaming and you saying out Trubisky should still be the quarterback in Chicago. In the first three games for the Steelers this season, Mitchell Trubisky's thrown for 194, 168, 217 yards. Two total touchdowns. Steelers have scored 23, 14, and 17 points. The Steelers' offense is not good. It was good-ish in the first half, and then it was non-existent in the second half. If you're going to have this kind of offense where we're going to win sledgehammering the ball up and down the field and Trubisky is going to be the head of the snake, your team needs to be a better football team. You need to be incredibly talented defensively. You got to have weapons everywhere on offense. And then Trubisky can be the head of the snake, right? He's the guy that's going to get us down the field. But this is not the Steelers. You are reloading on the fly. This is what Pittsburgh's trying to do the first year after Ben Roethlisberger. There are problems with the offense. Mike Tomlin's not happy with the offense. Nobody is happy. They're not taking chances. They are trying to win ball control, and let's move the ball down the field piece by piece. That's not working. They have 10 days until their next game now. This is Kenny Pickett time. This is when you make the move, and he's had 3 weeks of what it is like to be an NFL quarterback and what it's like to prepare. He's had enough. It's time to go to him because you're not suddenly going to run roughshod over everybody. If you were 3-0 and this was working, great. Keep going. Trubisky's not playing well, but keep going because you're winning. But you're 1-2 and you have a lot of problems. And you're playing the Jets coming up in a couple of weeks. It's not going to get any easier than playing against the Jets because you don't want to wait. And then you're playing at Buffalo and you're playing Tampa Bay, two of the best defenses in the NFL. No, let's get them out there against the Jets. We got 10 days to plan. This is the time. I fully expect to see Kenny Pickett, the starting quarterback, and maybe it's not an announcement that's made till the end of next week because everybody's going to scream for it now. And look, the Steelers are going to get away from things for a few days and they're going to let the dust settle, and Tomlin's going to have to talk to everybody. But if this is your offense, you're not helping anybody. You know that this offense is not good enough to win. Your team is not good enough to win playing like this with a limited offense. So it's time to open it up a little bit and get Kenny Pickett in. He's the guy you drafted early. You draft him to be your franchise quarterback. You got to see him play. And with underwhelming results from Trubisky in the offense, and again, it's not all Mitchell Trubisky, but what does Bill Parcells say? I can't motivate the offense by changing out the right guard. Right, I motivate the offense by changing out the quarterback. And you drafted Kenny Pickett to be this guy. This is the time to make the move. It's a natural time to do it in the NFL season.
With all their beady little eyes and flapping heads so full of lies, blame Canada. Blame Canada. He's not really a coordinator anyway. Look, Trubisky's been okay at best. Couple of big throws. Goes back to his time in Chicago. Double doink and whatever else. History could look a lot different for him had that gone through. Tonight, a couple of throws he made that they're hauled in. Different story. But the offensive line crumbled in the second half. Defense couldn't stop anybody. And they're not electric, right? There's not a lot of push. You had the drive that they made down the field and settled for the field goal. And if Pickens wasn't offsides, they had a shot at that onside kick. So the Browns really need to firm up on that one. You would have thought that might have been a point of emphasis in limited practice time between Sunday and now, but that's okay. That's okay. They'll learn. Now they have some time to work on it, but an offsides call negated what would have been an interesting procedural thing anyway. But when we look at it, if you think you can get juice from Pickett, then go to it. Right? That's it. If you think you're going to be able to uncork something here, or you're looking at your squad going, we're okay, but we're not going to be able to compete with team XYZ. And I think that's where you're at philosophically as you get towards the end of the first quarter of the season, Jason. You got to decide what you're playing for to a degree, because Baltimore gave up that game to Miami. Okay, so Cincinnati hasn't won. Cleveland's now 2-1, and eventually they get Deshaun Watson back. So they tread water, and better than treading water. You saw David Njoku have a big game. Nick Chubb, over 100 yards with a touchdown, which was a great second-effort run. Got met at the high point like it was a flying shoulder tackle from Road Warrior Animal, and then he spun off and found his way to the goal line. But if you've decided that we need to get him not just for this year of, hey, we can maybe get some juice and bring this offense going forward, but also from a, we may not be great, so he might as well learn under fire. I mean, either way, you're getting to the same end result of Kenny Pickett, your starter, to try to be the fire starter, as it were.
Yeah, look, it's as simple as you have a quarterback who's underperforming and an offense that's underperforming. You have a first-round draft pick who's a quarterback, and those guys need to see the field. You don't know about a quarterback until you put him out there. You don't want to postpone the future and say, well, we'll wait. Because there's an avenue in which you could say that, well, how great is our division really? Yeah, we lost to the Browns, but it was close, and we're still figuring stuff out. The Bengals are 0-2. The Ravens have some problems. No, we're okay. No, this is where you have to make that bold decision and not overthink it and, okay, this is our guy. It's one thing if Kenny Pickett looked bad in the preseason, but every time they put him in, he rose to the challenge. He played terrific. Now, there's going to be growing pains, obviously. Or maybe Kenny Pickett shows up and he's Dan Marino, and he comes in, he's spraying the ball all over the
fake spike
field, and it's going to be great. He's fake spiking, and it's going to be awesome. But
so you sell your futures after year two if that's the case? Oh, is that too soon?
But you have to see him now. I mean, now's the time. Can you imagine what it would be for Mike Tomlin to say, we're sticking with Mitchell for the next couple weeks? What's that going to do to the locker room? Going, okay, so we're going to stick with this, where players are already unhappy with what's going on offensively. Because you can also mask a lot of those problems. Hey, we're unhappy with what's going on offensively. Oh, we're changing the quarterback. Okay. All right, now I'll wait. I'm not going to complain. We'll see if maybe a change in quarterback is going to be a different situation and maybe things get better. You solve a lot of issues. You know, like I said, the whole Bill Parcells, you can't motivate a team by taking out the right guard. You're doing the right thing and getting your franchise quarterback in there to see if he can be your franchise quarterback. And you're also telling the team, don't worry, we're not punting on this season. We're not just throwing guys out there. No, we're going to try to win as many games we possibly can, and we're going to go out there and do our best. And now it's time to make that move to Kenny Pickett. When the calendar changes to October, Kenny Pickett's going to be the quarterback. I said at the beginning of the season, I thought he was going to be the starter to start. It wasn't. Okay. Then I said, calendar flips to October, it's Kenny Pickett. Calendar's going to flip to October, Mike Harmon, it's going to be Kenny Pickett.
Blame Canada. Blame Canada. I mean, it's similar in circumstance to those who have left. Hell, even the guys that are there have been questioning the offensive play calling through the first 2 weeks. It's not just Ben Roethlisberger trying to say, hey, my last year there was a disaster, not because of me, but because of the play calling. No, you got guys that are in the building raising their hand going, hey, get me the ball. Let's push the ball downfield. Let's change up how we're doing things. We can only run the plays that are called. So organizationally, they got 10 days to figure that out too. And unfortunately, you got to have a fall guy. Pretty rare that you'd fire an OC 3 games into a season. So Mitchell Trubisky is that guy. Whatever the message it sends, trying to cling to hope, abandon all hope, ye who enter here. Whatever your take on it is, I would suspect that they do make a change going forward.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here at Fox Sports Radio. Having a blast tonight. Thursday night football in the books. Sorry, depending on where you got in your wagering lifeline.
What if he got in right at the end?
Week?
What if he got in right when the Browns were returning that or falling the football in the end zone to make it 29-17?
I don't know that there was still live betting at that point before the that snap of the ball. But again,
can't you live bet all the way to the end? Can't you live bet before the last play? You can do that, right?
Depends on the service.
I'm sure
there's right. one out there. Look, we're in California, so technically we're not. I've been blocked on a couple accounts that I used to be able to use. They've gotten more proactive in that regard. Well, it's not legal.
Oh, okay. All right.
In the state of California, it does a location check and blocks you, at least the ones I'm aware of. If folks have found other ways and workarounds, good for them. But 29-17, your final. And we had the 38.5 is where it got down to. Started at 40 or 40.5, depending on where you were looking. So that touchdown in the end really did make a difference for many, many wagers. Tonight.
Now, the one play that is gaining a lot of attention, you see on the front page of ESPN.com, it is the catch that George Pickens makes in the first half of this game. Only caught a couple of passes this game, but Pickens is a future star, if you believe you know what you see in the preseason. He made a catch that everyone is comparing to Odell Beckham. And if you're talking about the difficulty of the catch, Pickens' catch is better. All right. Odell's catch, if you remember, and you've seen both these catches now because you've seen the Pickens catch a bunch of times and the Odell catch you've seen now a million times. Odell goes down the field. He pushes away from the DB a little bit, and he's square up to the ball that's coming down from Eli, and he jumps in the air, and he catches the ball like a little bit behind his head. I mean, we're splitting hairs on you're talking about greatest catch in the history of the NFL. And he jumps straight up, and he catches the ball a little bit behind his head, and he pulls it in for the touchdown. All right, now that is, I mean, look, that's the best catch that any of us have seen in a long, long time.
I was going to say in a long time because we certainly just commemorated the anniversary of one that for NFL history is obviously much, much larger.
But Pickens' catch, the degree of difficulty
Stop.
On it, bigger than that because,
Stop.
As I said, Odell's catch was he was straight up on the ball facing it. And he was jumping in the air straight up, and he makes the catch. Pickens has to stop, and he is horizontal, and he is parallel to the ground when he makes this catch. He is completely off the ground, and he's also diving to the side. So he's got to adjust to this football, which is a back shoulder fade from Mitchell Trubisky. He's got to adjust to this football in the air and leap to the side and leap up and get that ball with his right hand. As far as difficulty, this catch is more difficult than Odell Beckham's.
Well, I mean, that's also a throw that'll let you keep your job, let me tell you.
Yeah. But, you know,
he got away with one of the greatest offensive pass interferences in recent
years. Well, remember, Odell wasn't just sliding down the sideline either. You know, Odell had a little bit of contact on his play.
Dude, they're not even in the same realm, Jason.
What TV were you watching on?
Dude, this catch by
Pickens. Keenan Allen makes a catch like that every week.
Stats for days. He's going to play this week, right?
Have you watched Mike Williams play? Mike Williams has better catches like that on the regular Sundays.
He had a really big first quarter the other night.
Yeah, I don't know about
this catch was good. It's not up there with the all-time greats.
Dude, this catch
Jason.
Well, where the ball hits his hands, it's one of those things you would do in a math class to show parallel lines. Just the way his body is horizontal.
He's parallel to the ground.
I know you're a Steelers fan, but come on.
With the ball. No, I have no dog in this fight. I have no dog in this fight.
You see how he said dogs, the Browns? You see that?
The
Elves. They should change to the Elves.
Yeah, the Cleveland.
Buddy elf. The Elf or just Cleveland the Elf?
No, that cool guy at midfield. I mean,
what's
everybody
his
got
name?
Mad. I don't know.
Hi, Jacoby Brissett. What's your favorite color? Buddy, you know what you need to see? You need to see the mail room. Ooh, what's that? Mail comes in from all over the world, and we have to sort it and get it to people.
You want some maple syrup?
That's really a good question, though. I don't know what that guy's name is.
I know his name.
Oh, those
Walter
Hines.
His
name is Let's Take Focus Off of Deshaun Watson. That's his name.
Look.
Hey, dude. Jacoby Brissett's doing that just fine. Nearly 400 yards of offense once again for the Browns.
Guys, back to this catch.
Yeah.
Back to this catch.
You're still talking about it?
Dude, it's more difficult than the Odell catch. What he did was more difficult.
Jason.
Having to dive to the side with the ball coming in over his head like Willie Mays trying to catch the ball.
Willie had just gone back on the ball.
Okay, well, Willie was playing a shallow center field. That's the whole thing. He was playing way too shallow. But this is him. You're trying to make that catch when the ball is coming in straight over your head. Odell is turned facing the football when it comes in. Right? Again, we're splitting hairs on two of the greatest catches you've ever seen. But Odell is straight ahead looking. Okay, I got the ball right here coming in. This is, I'm adjusting on the fly. I'm cutting to the, I'm stopping and I'm diving to the right. And I'm completely off the ground and I'm sticking my arm out and I'm making this catch.
Well, I got two reasons why this one's bigger. Number one, Odell Beckham Jr. just tweeted, about 2 hours ago, this catch is filthy, all capital. The bigger issue, Odell's was a touchdown over Carr.
Yeah, Pickett couldn't even stay on sides on an onside kick.
That's true.
And it's Brownie the Elf.
Here's how much Frostburg is caught up with this. You said Pickett. You mean Pickens. Kenny Pickett. We talked about Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
There is Kenny Pickett.
We saw a lot of him down the stretch, let me tell you.
We're going to hear from Mike Tomlin coming up next. Keep it right here. Is a quarterback change coming, Fox?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.